I had on last night for the best of Vandals basketball. And, you know, I kind of picked it for a specific reason. It was the game after the game that we had last week, the Trenton Westland game that the Vandals played so well. And I kind of picked it because it made me think about what basketball season is like. And this goes for college and high school, both to me. You're a pretty good basketball team. You go on the road. Maybe you're playing somebody that's not as good, but a road game and a conference game in the middle of the season, they're tough. And sometimes they don't go the way you expect them to. And that night was one of those nights.
It definitely was. It was, my first thought was that, was it the next game or the game after, was my first thought when I, when you said we were doing Piasol, and I thought, I was pretty sure it was the game after, and I didn't go look it up, as far as the order of the games, but, I watched it last night too on my video thing, and I remembered this because I felt like, and I told the kids this too, so I'm not surprising anybody. I felt like after the Trenton Westland game, that was maybe we started not to play as well.
Right.
Towards the end of the season. And, I don't feel like we played terrible in the Piasol Southwestern game, but things sure did not go our way. And you felt like going into that game, I knew we were the better team, but that's, you know, that's on paper and that's on previous, performance, and you got to perform every night. And Piasol played really well. They were hitting shots, some shots that they probably some kids hadn't hit all year. And, it's the way the season goes. And I thought we battled as far as, you know, like thinking about your will to win and things like that. I think the kids, battled through some of our deficiencies that night, and came out with a win. You know, it was just ups and downs of the season, and you could see it all right there in that game. There was ups and downs, and we played some good offense. We hit some good shots, but we also did a lot of bad things that night. And then, you know, you throw in like loose balls and things like that. Nothing went your way.
Yep.
But I felt like the kids really battled through it and came out with a win.
One of the other things I noticed about the game, and I remembered it when I thought about it later, and I remember I kind of broke out in laughter toward the end of the game because it wouldn't end. The game would not end. The Vandals were up 3 points, and Southwestern had to foul, I think, 3 times just to get it to 7, to get them to the free throw line. And then there was another tip ball out of bounds. The game would not end. It just would not go away.
Yeah, we missed. I mean, I think we missed all our free throws going down the stretch. I don't think we made one.
Right. I think that's right. Yeah.
And I think they, you know, we struggled getting the ball in out of bounds late, you know, when they're looking to pressure us, they're knocking it out of bounds and things like that. So I remember having to call a couple timeouts, and it's exactly like you said. It's like, let's get this game over with. We're winning. Let's get it done and closed up. I think, you know, we shot the second to last shot, we shot free throws, and they came down and chucked a shot, and we ended up getting the win. But it's just one of those, you know, I can only say that I felt like we battled through not playing very well. And a lot of times you don't come out with a win on games like that. You come out with a loss, and just kind of definitely one of those nights. I think I remember talking to the kids afterwards, and they were just almost like exhausted, frustrated with themselves, but also happy at the same time that we got the win.
Yeah, and sometimes you just have to, it's just the way it is. I mean, you're going to have games like that, and especially, you know, middle of the season like that, and you know, basketball is a little different than other high school sports, because, you know, football, you just got 9 games, you're geared up for every one. But basketball, you just came off a game at Westland. The Vandals' next game was at the Benton Shootout against Benton.
Right.
You know, they talk about trap games. That was kind of a trap game too.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, you talk about those games that you know, as a coach and being around, and you know, as a broadcaster and being around sports forever, that teams don't always play their best, sometimes kids look at records, and now they got all this information at their tips now, and they, fingertips, and they know, okay, well, we got to win here. And it just kind of felt like, you know, you can't get in those situations and overlook anybody. And that's, you know, that's why the games are actually played. Because, you know, on paper, some teams could be 20-0, but in real life, when you know, get on the floor and play, it's a different story. And that was one of those games that we should win 9 out of 10 times. And it was one of those times that we didn't play very well and maybe got a little bit lucky.
And this just kind of, and I'll show you, this is part of me. You know, sometimes when I go to look for an old game to watch or listen to or something like that, I just want a random game. I don't want one that you know, that it was a big deal and sometimes I enjoy those more because you don't know, you don't remember what happened as much and different things like that. So, you know, just the randomness of the basketball season that you have, sometimes you just got that road game that's out there and it's like, wow, we were able to pull away a victory. Something that probably should have been a Monday night turned out to be a pretty exciting night. Yeah, frustrated at a time, but to be able to come out of there with a win, it changes the perspective altogether.
It really does. And it just tells you how important every game is. You know, when you're talking about wins and losses and being a conference game, there's, usually, you know, when we schedule games, we try to schedule, you know, when you talk about non-conference opponents, we schedule those teams for a reason. And on our side of it, we're 9 times out of 10, it's a very quality opponent, you know, that you're playing. And then the time it isn't is, you know, they have a down year or something like that. And it's unpredictable, you know, you schedule those tournaments and those non-conference games because you try to beef up your schedule as much you can, play to the level of competition or maybe above the level of competition. And I know Piasau is a conference game, but all the games are important on your schedule.
I've always thought Southwestern's a tough place to play.
I think part of the reason is the travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that far, but it takes forever to get to. You know, there's no easy way to get there, and I think in our minds we think it's one of the longest road trips we play all year.
Yeah,
and it does feel that way when you're driving there. You know, I think Piasau has been a program that I think is always in the top tier of what we would call the western side of our conference as far as basketball goes, and they've had some really quality teams they've had some down years too, and this was, to me, this was one of their down years, not one of their better teams of recent years. But it's a little bit of an odd road trip for us, you know. And it's some of the schools on that side of the conference. You know, Coach Dar is an excellent coach and a great guy, and I love talking to him. But some of those schools you don't have as close a relationship to as you would the Painters, the Hillsboroughs, the Litchfields, the Greenvilles, kind of on our side of the conference. And I know that goes back way back as far as traditionally way back to the mid-state, but there's just a closeness. You know, we see these coaches, these teams, you know, just a little more often than we do the other side of the conference. And even though there's only one conference, it's not split. But there is just something a little bit off going there to Piasau, and it is a great place to play. It's a nice gym, you know, and they've updated it and things like that, and great people over there, and you know, but there's just something a little bit strange.
You know, you just brought that up, and I love going there once we're there, because they always seem to have a good crowd. And football's the same way. I've always thought that with football, they've got a cool atmosphere when you first walk in for football. They've got the ribeyes going, you know, they've got the crowd right there, the way they've got that set up, you know what I mean, when you first go in the gate there. I've always loved going there. It's just, I don't like driving there.
Right. Yeah. It's the drive. It's not the facilities or the teams or the coaches. They're really good people. It's just the drive. It's just an odd drive.
Yeah. It's just you hit the nail on the head. There's just no good way to get there because it's really not that far. It just, there's no great way to go.
Well, you know, if you come in there from the Litchfield side off 185, you know, you actually get to the what the town of Piasa is, and then you got 10 more miles.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, we're not there yet.
And so, you turn where you can see nothing. You know, there's nothing there at that four-way.
Exactly. And I'm sure people say that about Vandalia, too. It's just, you know, it's just one of those, I don't know. It's a little bit odd. And they say the same thing coming here. So, I mean, we're not saying anything bad about Piasa.
No, no. Hey, I grew up in Crab Orchard, Illinois. I mean, so, yeah. You know.
No, they do. They say the same thing coming here, and I've talked to Carlinville coaches. I'm like, how do you come to Vandalia? Because sometimes, I know this, we're getting off topic, but sometimes, you know, going to Carlinville, sometimes you hit the traffic in Litchfield depending on what time you're leaving. And you
yes.
Hit that long Main Street. And I remember talking to Carlinville people, were like, oh, we go around Litchfield. And I said, huh, you know, they take a back road. They're like, they go behind the high school and squirrel around that way through the country and then get back on 185. I'm like, I need to learn how to do that, you know?
Yeah.
it's just, and we've been going to Carlinville for years and I've never done that. I tried taking it one time on the way home and got a little bit lost, but, anyway.
That's my fear. Yeah, right there's my fear. I get lost and I'm not there in time for the game. So, yeah.
Well, I can't do it on the way there. I'll test it on the way home. You know, on the way there, you're pretty much on a schedule and what time you need to get there to get kids ready and that type of thing. But I can test those back roads on the way home.
I'm going to pick on Coach Clay a little bit. So a couple of years ago, we were going to Piasa to play football. I always take the through Litchfield through Gillespie Drive.
Uh-huh.
And so he had to take 70 to 270 to da 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 to get there.
Right.
That was the hardest drive I've ever taken in my life. And I think it was exactly the same time. It just was, it's like, nope, I'm not doing that one again. That made it worse.
I'll even throw this one out at you. One time when I was coaching softball, you know, we got out of school early. So I knew we're going to be coming through Litchfield right when school gets out. And, so I decided to go up through Hillsboro, go to Raymond, hit the interstate, and go a mile south on the interstate, and then turn off at the Carlinville exit. I've tried that before, and it was a pretty good little trip, too. I don't know if it saved any time, but I didn't get stuck in Litchfield.
And I will say this, for anybody that doesn't drive through Litchfield, and I think you'll agree with me on this, I have been through cities that it takes less time to get through than Litchfield.
Oh yeah, I mean you hit the traffic light wrong or the traffic lights, and then just maybe a train's coming through. You got that, and even if it doesn't, it just takes forever. It's such a long Main Street.
It is
going through town, and it is the main road going through town, and if you hit it at the wrong time, it takes a while, and you know when you're on a time schedule, you know if you got out of school or you know, we got to leave at a certain time. You got to factor that one in a little bit because that could knock you off schedule.